Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to all of the ministers, and to my pastor, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, praise team, to the intercessors, men, youth, ATM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of that bottomless pit. Oh, let us come before the throne of God this morning, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory and the thanks. It was God this morning that woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. So we thank God as we come boldly before his throne, giving him all the honor and the glory for which he so richly deserved on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith, and good morning to you also. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple this morning, and you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to your throne boldly once more, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you just for another day journey, God. We thank you for breathing down on us this morning, God, and awaken us up early this morning, God. We say thank you just for that, God. We thank you how you just kept us shielded and protected as we slept all last night, God, and up to this point, God. We thank you for your angels that had watched over us in the name of Jesus. God, this morning, God, we cry out to you, God, once more for our youth, God. We pray, God, that you continually, God, to shield them and protect them, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep your angels stretched all around them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, even the mothers and the fathers of the youth, God, God, give them a mind to begin to shield and protect their young ones, God, and to just raise them up in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to talk to them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for them today, God, because we realize, God, you're doing a great work in these youth, God. You're saving them, delivering them, and filling them with your Holy Ghost at a young age, God. So I pray constantly for them, God. Keep a fist around them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, for what you're doing right now. God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our elderly ones, God, the one have worked so hard, God, and put in so much, God. We pray today, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We realize, God, it has gotten to a time in these days, God, that our elders are so scared to sit up on that foot to just enjoy the rest of their time, God. But I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, that they will enjoy the rest of their days, God. They will sit upon their push, God, without fear in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to just comfort them, God. Take the time out to sit with them, God, and let them pour into us out of the boat, God, what they have already been through, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us sit, God, and let them just pour out wisdom into us, God, and let us receive wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up our spirited mothers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. One by one, and name by name, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. Continue to make a way out of no way for them, God. Continue to just hold them in your loving arm, God, and rock them. And let them know it is way high in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We just thank you, God. We lift up the nation to you, God, on the most shake, God, because we realize the nation, oh, need you in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, just have your way this morning, God. We can't do nothing, God, until you come on the scene, God. We realize we could do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. So this morning, God, we ask you, God, that you fill the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We pray, God, that you touch every internet, hallelujah, God, every phone in the mighty name of Jesus, God, laptops, God, this morning, God. We pray even, God, hallelujah, God, that your Holy Spirit begin to walk into people's houses this morning, God. Do a new thing for them, God. Change their mind of thinking, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Change their heart of the bullshit, God. Break that hardness out of it, God, and begin to soften that heart, God. Begin to put your word on inside, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We ask you, yes, dear God. We ask that you walk into the ones that have these games, God. Begin to touch their heart, God. We realize, God, the mighty kind of emotion, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, lay your hands upon their minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let it be changed in the name of Jesus, God. I realize, God, God, whatever we ask, in your name, God, it shall be done this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that your our families, God, have a turnaround in our life, God. I ask this morning, our family, God, just stand on your word like never before, God. I lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, God. Oh, by your stripes this morning, God, they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I speak it and I believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. I like to tell somebody, whatever you want, God, just speak it on my Sunday. Just believe it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, I lift up the Mumford family to you this morning, God. I lift up the David's family, God. The sick and shed in everywhere, God. I know you're doing it right now, God. I realize, God, on the bullshit, God. There's no loop of title about that. It's too hard for you to talk about tonight. It's no hard. It's not hard for you to heal, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, I lift up diabetes this morning, God. Diabetes is nothing for you, God, to heal in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift up high blood pressure this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, heart of the bullshit, God. Thank you for healing this morning, God. Oh, the blood of this today by tonight. We thank you this morning, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, let us begin, God. Get out our beds, begin to shake ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sometimes it gets to you. Sometimes in life, you have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired the way that you're living, the way you're carrying yourself. Oh, believe when you get that part to that part, God will step in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because we realize, God, we can't fool you. We can't hustle nobody. Say, hey, we can't hustle you out. Oh, because you know all things, God. You sit high and you look, oh, God. You see everything. thing, God. So we say today, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Move us out the way, God, and come in. Your people need you today, God. I need you the most right now. We all standing in the need of prayer this morning, God. So we say, God, have your way, God. We lift up our spouts to you, God, today. Oh, continue to do a great work in them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning, touch them further, crown on their head, little by today, to the sole of their feet this morning, God. Oh, God, that we don't want to forget our leaders, God. We lift our leaders up to you, God, and the man of God and the women of God today, God. We pray strength and mercy to them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them cussle and stay up on the wall, God. Let them cry out like never before, God. Oh, God, little by tonight. Yes, God, we need them more, God. Use them mighty, little in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the men and women of God of us and that have a heart of God, that wants to be honorable like you, Jesus, that wants to cry out to you, that your people will receive them in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be obedient in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, God, hallelujah, God. We all of these to say hallelujah this morning, no matter what your situation is. Oh, just say hallelujah anyhow. Continue to have a praise upon your lips. In the name of Jesus, have a praise upon your lips if your back is against the wall, knowing that God's going to bring you from that wall. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, for our thing, for the littlest to the biggest, God. We thank you for the food that you have placed on our table, God. All the time, it might not be what we want. Oh, God, but we're so grateful, God. We just say, thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do that, but you did, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you this morning, God, touch families everywhere, God. In these last and evil days, God, let them know how they're going to have you, God. If they don't, they're about to say, God, they won't even make it. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. Oh, for letting me know how to love and say I need you the most, God, like never before. Oh, God, we thank you for your keeping power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning. We cry out hallelujah once again, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord, have your way, God. Make us all that we need to be in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God. Hey, glory to God this morning. Somebody out of this begin to just go crazy saying, thank you, Jesus. I know he's been good to you. Yes, he has. First of all, it's a miracle this morning that he breathed on you this morning, gave you another chance of life. That's enough to say thank you right there. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you do. Some of us have been in some bad situations, and we wonder how we get out of it. It was Jesus all the time. He will get the glory all our time. No man will get the glory, but God only himself will get the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your word is sufficient, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you even for being our mind regulated, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Keep our eyes stayed on you, God. All about you, God. Oh, God, keep us posted. All about you, God. Keep us focused, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, all about you, God, just keep us in your loving arm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Can we realize nobody can do us like you, Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. It's our way. It is good. It is good. It is good. Everything we go through is good. Because we realize, God, it's only for our good in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Trial and tribulation come to make you stronger. Stronger in Jesus. Some things that you used to can take, you can take it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you keep on ticking and keep on walking. And knowing that God is with you, knowing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the growth, God. We thank you for the growth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, just let us stand still, Haraboshe, God, and see the salvation of God. He is the Haraboshe, God. He is the beginning and the end, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the breath that you have put in our bodies, God, to breathe. Because without you, God, we couldn't even breathe. With no activities in our bodies, could not function. God, but we thank you this morning for what you are doing, God. Take us higher in you, God. Other realms to come. Yes, Lord. It is come. God, we thank you this morning, God. These things we ask you this morning in every four corners of the world, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And now we turn this portion of the broadcast over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you all this morning. God bless each and every one of you, especially our partners and listeners. And my God, in all over the world, we thank God for our international partners and listeners. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm here to tell you this morning, God is doing a new thing. You might be saying, you know what, Pastor? He just got finished doing a new thing. He just got finished blessing. Well, I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you, your blessings is overdue. You have some backup that God is trying to get you to catch up. And that's why many of you don't came through one realm in one phase, and God is taking you through another one, because God said you got some backup that you need to catch up. Some of you finna get ready to celebrate the inheritance of your forefathers, the blessings that they never tapped into, the blessings that they never seen because of information and knowledge that they never gained. But God finna get ready to take you there. That's why as much is given and much is required of thee, and God is bringing you into much. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I come on this morning, my God Almighty, to light another coal in your spiritual being and tell you to stay focused, because God's finna get ready to take you into another realm. He finna take you into another peace. That's why it looks, my God, things look like you're going back through the same trial. Things look like you're going back through the same situation. You are not going through the same trial, regardless of what it looks like. You are not, my God, enduring the situation that you already conquered, no matter what it looks like, because you are stronger, you are wiser. God don't invest more into you. You need to tell yourself you're just going through the aptitudes of the Spirit as God keep calling you up higher. And I just articulate your spirit to get back on fire, and I pray and declare and decree this morning that God will release a freshen upon the saints of God, release a freshen upon you. You give God the glory. I declare and decree that in this last quarter, my God, of this year, you're going to let the enemy know that no weapon formed against you not going to prosper. He's not going to shut your mouth. He might shut your mouth last season, but this season, I don't care what it looks like. You're going to give God his praise. I don't care what it is. You're going to give God his praise. If anybody this morning want to connect in the spirit realm and give God his praise, I challenge you in the Holy Ghost. Don't sit there no more. You give God his praise. I declare and decree, you begin to open up your mouth. You begin to declare and decree in your home, in your situation, for you can begin to bust through the remnants and bust through the door. So what it looks like, my God, because of my voice, God got something to fulfill. Can I say that again to somebody? Because of your voice, God got something to fulfill. So therefore, God ain't finished blessing you. God is not finished doing what he say he's going to do in your life. God is not finished doing what he's going to get rid of, articulate in your life. God, we thank you this morning as you keep, my God, enlightening us, as you keep pushing us, as we keep staying focused within you, God. God, we thank you that the enemy that is trying to get in to steal, kill, and destroy, we thank you, God, that it will not work. It's not going to work. We're going to stay focused. We're going to finish this year strong. We don't care what comes our way. We're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise. We're going to magnify your name. Is there anybody this morning just going to magnify the name of the Lord with me? I dare you to give God some praise, because God is doing a new thing after he just got finished doing another new thing. I'm telling you, it's time for you to get excited. Don't get to a place to where you're comfortable in coming, because God is, my God, he's doing a new thing in your life. And God, we thank you that the new thing that you're doing inside of us, teach us how to embrace him, teach us how to articulate in him, teach us how to walk in it, God. Teach us where we can keep moving from rim to rim, my God, and level to level within you, God. We thank you, God, that our life is not going to be the same because of whatever it looks like. Things that is in our life is not going to be the same because whatever it looks like. We don't care what it looks like this morning. We command our morning as you instructed. We command our peace. We command our happiness. We command our financial blessing and the prosperity that you already don't release over our lives and release for our forefather. We keep declaring and we keep declaring our healing, God, that you have for us. We are not going to allow the enemy to walk us down. He is not going to get on our trail, because we're going to stay in the realm that you called us in, and we are not coming down. We already experienced what the valley looked like. We already experienced what the desert looked like. We already experienced what backside looked like. So therefore, God, there's nothing left behind us. We got to keep pushing towards the mark of the high calling. Is there anybody this morning trying to praise? Because God got a blessing with your name on it. God got things with your name on it. And I dare you to just go ahead and give God the glory and give God a thank you, because the enemy's trying to wear you out. But I wish I had some saints and groups of believers and say, this is the season where the enemy is not going to wear me out, but we're going to wear the enemy out. We're going to wear him out with our praise. We finna wear him out with our prayers. We finna wear the enemy out with our thank you. Is the anybody ready to put something on the enemy? Are you ready to put something on the devil? I dare you in your homes. I dare you on your way going to work. Whatever you ask in the world, you need to wear the enemy out. Give him God a thanks for your blessing. Give him God a thanks for your healing. Give him God a thanks for your miracle. Give him God a thanks for what he is doing. I dare you to wear the enemy out, because the enemy trying to stop you, because he wants you to spend another year, go into another year with the same old talk, with the same old wall. But the devil is a liar. We going and heal. We going and deliver. We going and set free. We going and celebrating the Lord and all his tricks and plans. It is over. Somebody need to tell themselves this morning, I'm not going to be a product, my God, of the enemy results. I'm not going to be a statistic of the enemy results. But I'm going to be a product of God. I'm going to be a statistic of the kingdom. And I'm telling you, give God the praise. Somebody need to give him the praise this morning. Give him the praise this morning. My God, one of the things that we have to identify as saints of God, we have to identify when the enemy is trying to get on our trails. And one of the avenues when the enemy is trying to get on our trails, you don't pray like you used to pray. You might say words, but you don't go in. Y'all better hear me. You might talk, but you don't go in. Because one of the effective things that the enemy want to dismantle from the saints of God and strong saints of God, he want to dismantle your prayer life. He want to dismantle your worship, because that is your weapon. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what it looks like, you need to open your mouth in this season, declare and decree, God, you said it, I'm a believer. Regardless of what news might come my way, regardless of what information might come my way, regardless of how tired I may be, the enemy is not going to walk me down. Some of you need to hit the gas pedal in the spirit, get the enemy off your trail, because the enemy, he's trying to hunt you down. He's trying to stop every promise. He's trying to stop everything that God done said in your life. He knows that what God done released in your life, he cannot stop it. But he want to get you off the path. He want to get you out of alignment. But how many of you know that the devil, he was a liar? So he wear you out. He begin to wear you out in life. He begin to allow life to make you busy. He begin to allow life to beat you down. He begin to allow you to experience every problem, every situation, one to the left, one to the right, one in front of you, one in behind you, because he want to wear you out. But I am not, my God Almighty, we are not in the Holy Ghost going to allow you to be wear out. It's your time to take your stance. It's your time to tell the enemy, you, it stops here. You're not going to begin to wear me out. I'm going to declare, I'm going to decree, because God done been too good to me. Is there anybody that God done been good to this morning? Is there anybody that somebody, is there anybody out there to give God a hallelujah? You know that God been good to you. You know if he has not been on your side, you don't know where, or you don't know where, or you don't know where, you don't know where, you don't know where you will be. Only thing you will know, God, I don't know where I will be, what kind of mess I will be in, but all I know, I can give you the praise. Once anybody hear me, he will try to use, watch this, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. He will try to use the blessing, my God Almighty, to win you out of your next blessing. He will try to use the blessing that God gave you, the blessing that he gave, my God, he released in your life to win you away from your next blessing. He will use the blessing to keep you so occupied to where you don't let your guard down. You don't let your guard down because you're too busy rejoicing and looking at this thing, looking at what God done released in your life to where you're missing the point where God is going to get ready to take you. I'm telling you right now, you better believe, you better best believe you are behind on the blessings that God got for you. My God, celebrate, rejoice, thank God, but get ready for your next move. Celebrate, rejoice, thank God, get ready for the next move that God has for you. So the enemy, he likes to hide in praises. He likes to, my God, he is very slick and cunning, as the Bible said. He will allow, my God Almighty, families get back together. God done bless. He will allow you begin to move. You begin to articulate. Your life begin to have substance in him. He will allow, he will love when that come in, because he said, now I can get in, I can sneak in, because they focus on one thing, but they're not focused on what I'm doing here. So now your prayer life begin to be weakened. Now your worship begin to be weakened. Why? Because you are physically exhausted, because you're managing and you are receiving the blessings that God has for you, that he don't release into you, into your life. Amen. And what the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to get you while you are not paying attention. Can I share something with you all? Saints of God, you're just about there to that realm. Because if the enemy want to get you when you are not paying attention, therefore you must be a threat to him. Can I say that again? If the enemy want to get you while you are not paying attention, while he think you are occupied dealing with something else, that means you got the enemy attention. Therefore, shake it off, shake it loose, get your head back in a race. Understand it's not going to prosper. Give God his praise. Don't allow the enemy to make you tired, to walk you down, because God has greater for you. God has greater for you. I wish somebody could help me to shout in the Holy Ghost. My God, I'm just used to having a praise party. Amen. In the spirit of God. I'm just used to walking with some saints in the spirit realm that they giving God the praise, because they know the hell and the high water that they done been through, and they don't got time to play with praise. They don't got time to play with prayer. They don't got time to play with, my God, the worship that God the release inside of them. All they can do is give God a glory. My God, is my brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom in Norway, are you giving God a glory? What about you over there in Australia? Are you giving God the glory? Mexico Beach, my God Almighty. I know, my God, a hurricane of Cain is doing many things. But let me tell you something. You give God a glory because he is a rebuilder. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. What the enemy meant for bad, God gonna work it out for your, my God Almighty, for your good. My God, you give God the praise. My give God the praise. They tore a building down, my God. They tore a building down, and God said, I will rebuild it. And you best believe anything that is torn down, God can rebuild it. My God, and I'm going to tell you that this morning, saints of God, regardless of what them been torn down in your life, God can rebuild it. So I prophesy this morning that you're going to have a new, my God Almighty, worship intercession. I prophesied this morning that the fire of the Holy Ghost will ignite inside of you even more in the name of Jesus. I prophesied in the name of Jesus a fresh anointing that's going to rest upon you. I know you don't been tired. I know you don't been worried. But now I prophesied a refreshing of the Holy Ghost, a refreshing anointing in your life. My God Almighty, in your life, anointing that going to bring about things of explosion. When you begin to speak, you're going to explode things that is not of God in the spirit realm. You give God a glory. You declare and decree because the power is in the, my God Almighty, is in you. Somebody about to get, I feel breaking in the bullet. I feel breaking in the spirit. Somebody give a God his praise. Somebody give a God his praise. Somebody give a God a praise. God, I declare and decree. The enemy that was trying to sneak in the saints of God's life, he's trying to sneak in and be sneaky. We expose every hidden crack, every hidden hiding place in the name of Jesus. Because we are the light. We shine the light in every dark place in the name of Jesus. We clean house in the Holy Ghost. Because we're going to finish this year. We're going to finish this quarter of every promise, of everything that you don't say to us. We don't care what it looks like. We speak to our cabinets, you're going to be made for. We speak to our refrigerator, you're going to be made for. We speak to our bodies, you're going to be made whole. We speak to our finances, you're going to be made wealthy. We speak to our living situation, you're going to be made stable. In the name of Jesus, somebody about to give God a going forward. Hallelujah. Namabo Sianden O Sikanarandi. You're going forward. You're going forward. I declare and decree now in your spirit. You're going forward. You're not going backward. You're not going backward. So Father, I declare, now the angels of the Lord release a smoke screen of the glory of God. That way the enemy that is trying to be up on our trails and trying to get up on our path, it will, my God, bring confusion to him. He's not going to know which direction, which way we go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In this last quarter, we're going to articulate in the realm of the spirit realm. My God, been sharing with me, been downloading. God said many people know God of scriptures, and they know God of the book, but they don't know God of today. God of today is different than the God of the book. God of today is different than God of the scriptures. God of the scriptures and God of the book, that was God of today for Moses. That was God of that day for Abraham. That was God of the day of Jacob. That was God of that day of Isaac. That was God of that day of Noah. That was God of that day, my God Almighty. God of that day. All the words, God of this day. God want to let you know who he is today. He want to show you who he is today. 2018, he want to let you know who he is today. And I declare and decree that the Holy Ghost begin to release new revelation, new information, so you can get ready to tap into the God of the Spirit of today, who God is of today. My God Almighty. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's a realm in the spirit where we understand who God is of today. And God is of today. It's a totally, my God Almighty, different movement of God of yesterday. God of yesterday when Moses needed him to open the Red Sea. When Moses got his staff and threw it down, it turned into the snake. He is doing a totally different articulation in God of today. The God of today is doing a whole different movement. Even though we interpret as the Red Sea of different problems that stand in our way and God will split it open. We talk about God of today, we don't have to interpret. We talk about God of today, we don't have to try to translate it. It's what God is doing right now in your life. It is God, what God is revealing right now in your life. It's a book being written upon you in heaven. It's a book being written upon you, your relationship and your walk with God in heaven. I want to know God of today. My God Almighty, many of you dealing with circumstances, you dealing with, oh my God, you're dealing with home issues, you're dealing with economic, agriculture issues, my God, and we need to know the God of who? God of today. And God of today, he's ready to come in, my God, and deal with every situation. He's ready to come in and deal with your Georgia power. He's ready to come in and deal with your utilities. He's ready to come in and deal with your circumstances. God of today, he's ready to come in and deal with the technology of the doctor for your diagnosis and for your healing. The God of today is doing a new move in the new phase. God of today, my God Almighty, today God want to show you who he is. The enemy want to keep you blinded. He keep you blinded to bring frustration and bring aggravation. He keep you blinded to bring tiredness, to try to wear you out. But the God of today say, I am who I say I am, and I could do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. God of today, he could do it all. Saints of God, you finish this last quarter hard. You finish strong. Some of you, this last quarter might be the difficult quarter that you had all year. But you're going to set a statement to the enemy that I am, it is over, it is finished. God said it, he prophesied it, and we're going to hold the God of today.
Amen.
What he said to us in our life. My God, somebody need to celebrate him this morning.
Yes.
Somebody need to just go ahead and give God the praise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, my God, God is moving many of you from rim to rim. And I know it's moving so fast because it's so backed up. And now you got an alignment. Now the acceleration piece is in your life. My God Almighty, do not get discouraged, but just stay focused.
Yes.
Because God is doing acceleration, and it's going, my God, you might not see it yet, you might not see it now, you might not understand it now, but you keep holding on. You surely will see the acceleration, what God is doing in your life. Somebody need to just tell God, thank you for what you are doing in our life, in me, out of me, through me. Thank you, God, for
you.
The process. We thank you. Because we know the God of today, we know what he's able to do. We know you as a healer, my God Almighty. Back in with the women, my God, with the women with the issue of blood. We know you as a deliverer, my God. We know you, my God, for what we don't read. But what we don't experience from God of today, we know you're a provider. And we know you got everything in your hands. Somebody need to give him glory this morning and give God a hallelujah. You stay focused. Don't get the enemy. When you start seeing your prayer life and your worship get mediocre, and you begin to go mediocre, and you're not going in like you know you need to be going in, you got an enemy on your trail, and he's trying to wear you out. I declare and decree that, saints of God, you're going to be very discernful of your spiritual life and your spiritual walk and where you are, for you can keep elevating into the things of God. God bless you all. I'm ready to have some church. Back to you, Pastor Smith. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. We do thank, amen, our apostle, amen, for coming in. Praise God. And giving us a word for today.
Yes,
talking
Lord.
About the God of today. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The battle is won. The battle is won. Praise God.
Amen.
So all you got to do is give him the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
yes,
until
Lord.
We meet again at 7 p.m., where our own Mother Helen
amen.
Will come and break the bread of life, we say unto you, have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Gotta be where you are.
Make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be.